Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Bava Metzia, Perik Tes, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud. Kisasha v're'acha mashas ma'uma. Your friend owes you money. Loi sovei el beisoi lavoid avoitoi. Don't go into his house to take out the mashkin. Say, okay, you don't have the money to pay me, I'm taking this. Rather, b'chutz tamoid, stand outside. V'ho'ish, asha'ata, noishavo, yoitzi elacha es ha'avoitachutza. Let him bring the mashkin outside. What is a mashkin? It's an item that I'm going to take from someone who owes me money and keep it until he pays me up. Now, there are two types of a mashkin. There's a mashkin b'shas halva. Someone comes over to me and says, can you please lend me $5,000? But here's my gold watch. You can hold on to it. He offers it to me as collateral. And then there's a mashkin shaloi b'shas halva. The time comes. He has to pay up the $5,000. He's not paying it up. So I want to take away his watch and hold it until he pays me. It's on this second type of mashkin, a mashkin shaloi b'shas halva, that the Torah says, actually four halachis. That's what our Mishnah is going to tell us. We saw the pasuk, but it breaks down to four halachis. Again, Perik Tes Mishnah Yud Gimel, ha'malve es chaver, if someone lends money to his friend, the time has come to pay up, the loiva, the borrower, is not paying it up. The malva, the lender, wants to take a mashkin to make sure that he does pay up. Zakt de Mishnah, the first halacha is, lo yimashkenenu elo bebezdin. I can't just grab the watch off his hand, even if I meet him on the street. It has to be in Bezdin. If I'm the malva, if I'm the lender, I can go to Bezdin and ask them to take the mashkin from the loiva, and they will send a shliach to take the mashkin from the loiva. Now, the shliach Bezdin also has to wait outside till it's brought out. V'loyikonis, this shliach Bezdin should not enter lebeisa into the house of the loiva, little mashkin, to take his mashkin. If he meets him outside, he can force him to give up the watch. He says, look, we need a mashkin, please give me your watch. But he can't come into his house. Even the shliach Bezdin can't force his way into the house. Remember, the pasuk says, b'chutz tamay, you have to stand outside. Even though pashtis, that pasuk, is talking about the malva, but the Gemara darshins from v'ho'ish, asha'ata noishaba yoitzi alecha sa'avet ha'chutza. So the Gemara darshins like this. B'chutz tamay, the malva has to stand outside, via ish, as well as the shliach bez. None of them can go inside the house. Now, here's the second halacha. Again, let's listen to the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud Beis. V'im ish onihu, loy sishkav ba'avoytoy. Let's say the loiva is a poor person, and the mashkin that he gives to the malva is something he doesn't really have anything to replace it with. It's what he needs to sleep with at night. So the malva has a mitzvah to return this at night. At night, he can take the shirt that he has by day. But by day, he has to return it and take the clothes that he needs at night. If the malva does not return it to him at night, he's over this lav of loisishkav ba'avaitai. And there's also a mitzvah saseh of hashev tashev leis ha'avait to return it to him. So really, there are two psukim. There's one in Parshas Kiseitze. That pasuk says, if it's a night beggar, you don't keep it at night. You make sure he has it before he goes to sleep. When the sun sets, return it to him. And the Torah promises, uverachecha ulachati a tzedakah, you'll get a special bracha for this. It's considered a tzedakah for you. What about a day beged? How do I know I have to return it to him in the morning? So for that, we have a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Kapitel Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Hei. Here the pasuk says, im chaval tachbal salmas reyecha, ad boya shemesh tishivenu loy. This is the day beggar that you have to return to him in the morning and take it back at night. Now again, these halachas apply to a mashkin that is taken by force. The loiva doesn't have the money to pay, and Bezdin says you have to give a mashkin. But a mashkin that the loiva offers, if he comes with his pillow or his blanket and says, here, I'm offering it to you as a mashkin, please lend me money, then you don't have this obligation to constantly return it, pick it up, return it, and pick it up. But if it's a mashkin shaloi b'shas halva, you have to make sure he has it when he needs it. Hoyaloi, if the loiva has shnei kelim, let's say he has a machine that he uses to plow the field with, and another keli that he needs at night, like his pillow, and the time comes to pay and the loiva did not pay up, so the malva comes to take these two kelim as a mashkin. He took these two because there was nothing else to take. So Noitel, the Malva, takes Echad, one Keli, Umaniach, and he leaves over Echad. Another gear says Umachzer Echad. So basically, Umachzer, the Malva, has to return a Sakar, the pillow, by Lila at night. That's when the Loiva needs his pillow to sleep. That's a Machresha. And the utensil that's used for plowing, that you have to return by day, because that's the Zman Mulacha. The Immeis, if the Loiva died, Enoi Machzer. The Malva is not obligated to return the Mashkin liyarshav to those who inherit him. He can just say, listen, this person that passed away owed me money, I'm taking it. Chazal darshan, hoshev toshev loy, loy v'loy liyarshav. The mitzvahs return it to him, but not necessarily to his yarshim. Reb Shem Megamliel says, af la'atzmai, even to the loyva himself, to the one who borrowed the money himself, einoy machzir, the Malva is not obligated to keep returning this, ela ad shloishim yoim, only up until 30 days from the time that he took the mashkin. Umi shloishim yoim ulahalan, from 30 days and on, from the time that he took the mashkin, moichran bebezdin, if the loiva doesn't pay up, he can sell the mashkin. Perhaps Bezdin will supervise it, not perhaps, it has to be that way, to make sure that he gets the right price, but he sells the mashkin and takes the money. But the halacha is like the Tanakama. It doesn't change after 30 days. You always have to keep returning the mashkin. Let's go to the third halacha. Again, let's first listen to the pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitze, Kapitel Chav Dalid, pasuk Yud Zayin. Zok the pasuk, Loisata Mishpat Ger Yosaim. Be careful that you judge them fairly. We're talking to the Bezdin. V'loisachval Beged Almona. You cannot take the Beged of a widow at all. Again, we're not talking about if she offers it to start with. We're talking about if she didn't pay, and I'm trying to go to Beis Din and tell them you have to collect this from her, because she's not paying. Zakta Mishnah Vaita Almana, a widow that borrowed money, Bein Shehi Ania, whether she's poor, and therefore she only has one set of night clothing and one set of day clothing, so you're going to have to keep returning it, and this may give her a very bad name. A man keeps coming, taking clothes, bringing back clothes in the morning and at night. So maybe there would be a reason that Taki shouldn't be allowed to take the clothes at all. But if she's rich, so what's the problem? She has a closet full of clothing. You don't have to keep returning it. It won't give her a bad name. However, according to the Tan of this Mishnah, it makes no difference whether she's poor, Bein she Ashir, or whether she's rich. Meaning to say, she has more than one at least. And therefore, you don't have to keep going back at night and make the switch in the morning. So really, it wouldn't be a problem of her getting a bad name amongst the neighbors, but we still say, Ein memashkin enoy, so you cannot take this from her. Again, shaloi b'shas lavav. She offers it to start with and says, please, lend me money on the basis of me giving this to you. That's one thing. But if she doesn't pay, you can't go take it away from her. It makes no difference whether she's poor or rich. It applies to any almana. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'lei sachvel beged alman. Vaitre zok de mishnah. This is the fourth halacha. And here we go to a pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitze, Kapitel Chav Dalid, pasuk Vav. The pasuk says, Lo yachvel rechayim v'rochev ki nefesh hu choyvel. Rechayim and rochev are different parts of the mill that grinds. Rechayim is the bottom part, rechev is the top part. He needs this for his food. It grinds up the flour. Such a thing you don't take away. Even through a shliach bezin, even when the shliach bezin is standing outside of the house, even if you're doing everything else right. Zok de Mishnah, hachoyvel es harechayim. The Malva wants to take away from the Loiva, after the Loiva doesn't pay, his Rechayim as a Mashkin. Oiver the Malva is Oiver Beloisesei, and this Loisesei. The Chayiv, and actually, if the Malva takes away the whole mill, he would be Chayiv Mishum Shnei Kalim, two separate Isurim. Shenemer Lo Yachbel Rechayim Verechiv. The Torah divides it into two. Even though you have to put the two parts together to make it function, but it's two Averis. Being that the Pasuk divides it. For the Rechayim part, there is one Avera, and for the Rechav part, another Aveir. And of course, if he took totally two separate Kelim, he would be Chayiv twice. Now, does this apply only to a mill? No. It doesn't apply only to the parts of the mill. Ella rather, kol dover she'oisin by oichel nefesh. Anything that's used for the food in the house. Pots, knives, the shissels, things that you need the dough in. One is oiver this lav shenemer for the pasuk. He says, ki nefesh u'chayvel. You shouldn't take away any keli she'oisim ba oichel nefesh. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned four halachos. that all pertain to a mashkin shaloi b'shas alva. Again, none of this pertains to someone who offers it to start with and say, here, take this and give me money. Take this and lend me money. We're talking about he didn't pay and I want to take it away. First, we learned it's asa for the malva to take a mashkin on his own from the loiva, even if he doesn't go into his house, even in the marketplace. You can't meet him on the street and say, give me your watch, you owe me money. It has to be through a shliach bezin. And even the shliach bezin cannot go into the loiva's house. He has to stand outside, the loiva brings it out to him. The second halacha was, if it's a keli that the loiva needs, you have to return it to him when he needs it. If it's something he uses by day, you have to return it to him by day. At night, you have to return it to him at night. If the loiva passed away, then we said the malva could sell it and collect the chayv. He doesn't have to return it to the yarshim. Halacha number three. It is usher to take a mashkin from an almana, whether she's poor or rich. And halacha number four, a keli that is necessary for the loiva, for like everyday life, for echel nefesh, things that he uses to eat, his wife uses to cook or bake with, then it's usher even for the shliach bezin to take as a mashkin. And again, all these halachis are by a mashkin shaloi b'shas halva, but if it's b'shas halva, it's all mutter. If the loiva comes and says, please lend me money, and he's offering the mashkin, then you can take it yourself, you can take it from his house, you can take it from an almana, you can take kelim shaloi chol nefesh, and you don't have to return it during the respective times.